Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly. The satire, that is.
This is Barry Lank, and the shitty sound quality in the background should tell you I'm on my back porch in East Hollywood with another episode of The Final Edition. That's not really a porch. Anyway, this week Roseanne is bringing back 90s television in the worst ways possible, though I don't know if there are any good ways to do that. On the other hand, lives are being saved in Parkland, Florida with clear backpacks, so that's good. We've also got a sketch about roadside buffets and Batman eating Easter dinner, really? And a sketch about the first man on Mars, which I wrote when I was in New York and now I'm in L.A. and it still applies because the poor still get screwed and both cities are just... Ah, you'll see. Anyway, sit back, relax, or more likely continue riding a stationary bike at the gym and enjoy this week's The Final Edition Radio Hour.
Last week, 18 million viewers tuned in to ABC for the major television event, The Return of Roseanne. We gave you the same Connor family you love, but updated for our modern post-election times.
Ew, what's that on your head, Mom?
A MAGA hat! Your dad and I are Trumpers now.
Come on, honey. Let's go scream at the Mexicans at Home Depot.
Unlike our economy, ABC is not leaving Middle America behind. We're rebooting your favorite sitcoms with current issues ham-fisted in. This fall, tune into the all-new Home Improvement.
Welcome back to Gun Time on NRA TV. I'm Tim the Gunman Taylor. And today we are here with a salute to this powerful piece of metal, the AR-15 Assault Rifle. Check it out, Al. Al?
Al died in a mass shooting.
What?
We're tackling divisive topics through your favorite characters from the 80s and 90s, but as bigots like in the all-new Perfect Strangers.
Sometimes the world looks perfect.
Cousin Larry, why are the ICE agents trying to take me back to Meepos?
Because I called them. You leached off America long enough, Balky.
Apparently, this is the new normal. Who needs Black Lives Matter when you have Family Matters?
It's a rare condition, this day and age.
But Carl, it's me, Steve Urkel. You could just put the gun down. I was trying to reach for my cheese.
Our national policies are going back to the past, and now so are your favorite shows. Tune in this fall to ABC as we make TV great again.
Oh, God. What if the Russians hijacked the Nielsen ratings?
It's the bigger love of the family.
Man on the street!
After a school shooting in Parkland, Florida, students there have new precautions, including ID badges and clear plastic backpacks. The Final Edition asks the man on the street, what can prevent school shootings?
Mandatory musical theater!
We all know more people conceal guns in their pants than in their bags, so they need to wear clear pants.
Also, if we could set up a bunch of telescopes about 500 yards away from the school, that would be good.
Well, if kids are dying in school, you just gotta have more kids.
But what if we made, like, the whole school out of a gun?
They should all stop shopping at Target.
If you want to stop school shootings, maybe have Gary and John stop picking on me.
Could we just give all of them knives?
Do you know Steven Spielberg replaced all the guns with flashlights in E.T.? Could Steven Spielberg just direct school?
We removed all the guns from this school and replaced it with Folger's crystals.
Dan never has a second gun at home.
We just let the kids start fucking.
Make it homework that you have to kill your fellow students.
Then they won't do it.
If you want the guns to stop going off, you have to provide free prophylactics.
You can't just wrap a condom on a gun and think it's not going to kill anybody.
Well, it might still kill someone, but it won't give them a venereal disease.
It will the way I shoot them.
We now return to a very important after-school special for the whole family. A middle-aged guy tries to get into skateboarding.
Find everything okay, sir?
Yeah, thanks, man. This place is awesome. Can't believe I put off learning to skate for so long.
Sorry, what was that?
Oh, just... I like the skater look of the store. I've always wanted to learn how to skateboard.
I see. You're saying this isn't a gift for, like... your kid, or...
Nope, it's for me. Better late than never, I guess.
Well, sir, I still legally have to sell you the skateboard. But you're required to talk to one of our life coaches first to make sure this is really for you.
Life coach? What for?
Hey, Mitch, we have another sad bastard in here. Wants to learn to skateboard at, like, 50?
I'm a little younger than that.
Hi, my name's Mr. Mitch. You must be Jeff.
Hey, man, my friends call me Jaybird.
I bet they do. Take a seat here, Jeff. We just want to talk to you about some of the decisions you're making today. Would you like some goldfish?
No.
It's okay, buddy. The first thing I want to tell you is that nobody is mad at you. We're just concerned.
For what? Wanting a skateboard?
Jeff... sometimes we get so caught up in our own wants, we don't think about how they make others feel.
Okay.
So how do you think others will feel when they see, instead of a child riding this skateboard, it's your pathetic old ass?
What the hell? I don't have to take this shit from you. I'm leaving.
Yeah, no, Jeff? I'm here because I thought you wanted to have a conversation. You don't want to have a conversation, I'm going to put this skateboard back on the shelf.
Fine.
Now, I just asked, how do you think it makes other people feel to watch a grown man give up on life and desperately act like what we in therapy like to call a pig in shit?
Jesus, it's just a skateboard.
Not for a 46-year-old man, it isn't. For you, it's a colossal red flag that most people find gross instead of pitiful.
This is so dumb.
Don't want to take my word for it, Jeff? Fine. Take it from your parents. Hey, Kurt, Lisa...
Mom, Dad, you're alive.
Yes, son, we're back to tell you to listen to these professionals.
Jeff, we really didn't expect much from you. Couldn't you just be an alcoholic like your brother?
We all care about you, Jeff. And we all think watching you skateboard is like watching someone throw their life away.
I just want to be happy.
You're not supposed to be happy, Jeff. You're 46. Eventually, you have to accept that your life is over, and the only way you can make it less shitty is by channeling your desperation through something more age-appropriate.
Like what?
I know just the thing for a guy like you. Blues guitar. All dudes love that shit. Here, try this Gibson on. See? That's not so bad. Nobody is gonna want to internally weep from seeing a middle-aged man play blues guitar.
So, I'm cool now?
Jeff, no. Took you 46 years to become the mess you are today. Think you're gonna become cool overnight? Therapy's just about taking steps in the right direction.
Thank you, Mr. Mitch. Can I go play blues guitar in my apartment until my roommates get home?
We would love that, son.
Things worked out for Jeff today, but that isn't always true for millions of middle-aged dudes around the country. From all of us at The Final Edition, remember, if you see a middle-aged person pretending to be young, please be mean to them.
Looking for lunch when you've already had breakfast? Need to take an elderly relative somewhere for a birthday? Got a whole day ahead with nothing much going on? Then come on down to the Golden Trough, the all-you-can-eat buffet where you can literally have it all. We've got every kind of lackluster food, ranging in quantity from hospital cafeteria to airline business class. Sure, you could go to a Mexican restaurant and get one good burrito, but could you also get mediocre buffalo wings, prime rib, baked ziti, and a peach crumble? While our competitors just have chocolate fountains, the Golden Trough has fountains of ranch dressing, blue cheese, hot sauce, chipotle mayonnaise, chicken salad, and butter. Our soda fountain features 80 flavors, including tuna and ham, and our test kitchens keep dreaming up new dishes. Just ask Wilson Dieter, host of the Food Porn Network's The Beige Gourmet.
For a limited time, the Golden Trough is offering my deep-fried turducken, in which I take the chicken, duck, and turkey, deep fry them separately, stuff the fried birds into each other, and then deep fry them again, and again.
If you hate yourself and want to eat your feelings, then brother, your table's ready. Fill up your gut, throw up in a bucket, and come on back for dessert.
I'm on point, and I don't have anywhere else to go. Plus, they have an HDTV here.
I have 21 children. Hell, I even had 7 of them at once. Thank God for the kids meal. I love Golden Trough.
Don't settle for just one kind of food. Come get everything at the Golden Trough. We're conveniently located near every major highway in the Midwest. Just pick an exit.
And now, here's a preview of Gloria Da Silva, Lesbian Psychic, coming this fall on the Vagina Network.
Gloria Da Silva, Lesbian Psychic.
Oh, Denise, you feel so good. That's it. Now, a little over to the left, a little more. Oh, that's it.
I just had a vision. I have to call the commissioner right away. Commissioner, we might have a very serious problem on our hands. You have to shut down the Lincoln Tunnel. Immediately.
This fall on the Vagina Network.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello to all the peoples of our greatest nation of the United States. I am Ashiana Jaksconova, and now it's time for the greatest of all news from the most greatest American One News Network. But first, we take a loyalty moment of praise for our greatest American United States of America, President Trump. And now the businesses and finance report with Michelle Washingtoninsky.
Thank you, Ashiana. The wheat is high and plentiful, and a great and prosperous return to the crops will be expected again. For this, we should give thanks and praise to our most powerful of leaders, the great and American United States President of Trump.
Thank you, Comrade Michelle, for that report. And now Natalie Frankenstein with the weather.
The weather today and every day is, as always, good, double plus good. And for this, we should give thanks and praise to our greatest leader of America, the United States, President Trump.
And finally, Before we have our last moment of loyalty and praise to shower to our greatest American President Trump, here for the first time with our new staff is reporter Dave Smith, bringing us news from all of these shithole places.
Thank you, Ashlana, for that interesting introduction. First off, in Cape Town, South Africa, citizens of that region are on the verge of an historic drought as they approach day zero. What are you doing? Hey!
Thank you, Dave Smith, for visiting our studio at the most greatest American One News Network. We hope you have pleasant journey home. That is the time we have for news today, and now for final loyalty moment of praise this hour to our greatest American, United States of America, President Trump. We all hail to his greatness.
This spring, Batman faces his greatest challenge yet. Dinner with his family.
Can one of you help me set the table?
I'm kind of busy from hanging outside a building all night long.
Bat son, come help set the table with your bat mom.
I'm right in the middle of a game.
Unless that game is preparing yourself for a life of violence, put it away and help your mother.
It's Tetris. Why do you always do this?
Because the signal is on that wall, and that means dinner is ready.
Mom, Easter dinner is so lame.
Celebrating the resurrection of Christ with your family is not lame.
I wish I was you, Dad, because then my parents would be dead.
Settle down, everyone. No need to fight. I've made this delicious ham.
Woof woof, I'm Bat Dog.
Can someone take that dog outside? The dog got into the potatoes. Stop looking at each other and adjusting your belts. Pull the dog out of the potatoes.
2 hours later.
What's for dessert, Ma?
It's some pies. I made pies from scratch. Apple, cherry, pineapple, blueberry, custard, key lime, meringue, lemon meringue, whipped cream, mustard.
Could this be the end of Batman?
Let me ask Grandpa if he's okay.
I'm okay.
You've seen them all over the news, now see them live. It's two of the most powerful forces the world has ever seen together at last. It's Bombogenesis. Combining the legendary English rock band Genesis with the rapidly decreasing low-pressure system of a bomb cyclone, Bombogenesis is sure to give you a night to remember. All the Genesis hits you love, but now combined with hurricane force winds and 20 inches of heavy snowfall. Genesis hasn't performed together since 2007, and the last time we saw Weather Bomb was in the hurricane season of 2014. But never have we seen them like this. Both created in the 60s, one being a musical group and another being a weather condition, the sounds of Phil Collins singing over hordes of traffic trying to evacuate the city will soon become a memory of a lifetime. Once inside the venue, you'll hunker down with your warm blankets, hot tea, and hits from the 1971 album Nursery Crime. Prog rock meets a hurricane mixed with a blizzard. At least I think that's what a bomb cyclone is. Either way, you'll be begging for mama if you end up missing this nor'easter. Tickets are on sale now on Ticketmaster.com, except our servers are down because of extensive loss of power across the Eastern Seaboard. Don't wait behind the lines. See Bombogenesis while you still have feeling in your frozen ears. And be sure to get there early to catch the opening act, Lava Cake, which combines the band Cake with hot flowing volcanic magma.
And now, a clip of the Vagina Network series premiere of Gloria De Silva, Lesbian Psychic.
Gloria De Silva, Lesbian Psychic.
Oh, Rachel, you feel so good. That's it. Now, a little over to the left. A little more. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, yeah.
I just had a vision. I have to call the chief of police right away. Chief of Police Jones, yes? There's gonna be trouble.
What? Who is it?
You have to close down Central Park immediately.
Where do you get this number?
Tune in to the Vagina Network for the full episode of Gloria De Silva, Lesbian Psychic.
5%.
Almost there, Eagle.
There is contact, Mission Control. I have landed safely.
Congratulations, Eagle. You're the first man on Mars.
Opening the hatchway.
What do you see, Eagle?
Mars is over. Over.
What do you mean it's over?
Mars is not cool anymore, Mission Control. The yuppies have found it.
You mean, there's already, what, townhouses?
Yeah, all the really cool barren wasteland is gone. I think I see a gated community.
Your radio signal is... Actually, it's improving. Mars must have Wi-Fi.
Oh, would you look at that. A nice little store is going out of business. They're gonna replace it with a bank.
Oh, what are you supposed to do with another bank in the neighborhood? Withdraw more money to spend on stores that aren't there anymore?
Excuse me, we need to get through.
Oh, sure, sorry. Baby carriages? Man, Mars is done.
Okay, Eagle, just gather data while we figure this out.
Roger that, Mission Control. Well, at least they have a Trader Joe's. Lines don't look too bad. Wonder if they have those frozen salmon steaks. Excuse me, I just arrived on Mars. Do you know where I can find rock samples?
Well, there's a pottery barn at the mall.
The mall? Hey, do they have a food court with a salad bar?
Oh, sure.
We've got to do something, Commander. He's getting sucked in.
Eagle, listen, it looks like the planet Neptune is still cool. Repeat, Neptune is still cool.
Hey, how are the schools in this area?
Eagle,
well, for the best elementary acknowledge. Schools, you've got to apply before the child is even born.
Jeez, it's too late, sir. Married, he's lost. Lost. You'll have to on Mars.
And put on a beige sweater. You kind of stand out in that spacesuit.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
By the way, if you want to join our co-op market, I could get you on the waiting list, and you could get in, say, in 2 years. Then you just have to volunteer 7 hours a week.
I know this sounds random, but there was this crawfish salad I used to like at Whole Foods.
We have that. I know exactly what you're talking about. It has cinnamon.
Yeah, that's it.
And we sell organic ostrich.
Oh. I hear that's really healthy.
Tired of waking up in the morning to find your Datsun B210 covered in crow shit? Well, now you can protect your investment with one of Joe's human skin car covers.
Hi, I'm Ed, CEO of Joe's Human Skin Car Covers. And when I say Joe, I of course mean me, because that's what I have to call myself when I don't want the cops to know I'm cutting up homeless guys down by the river again.
Yes, for thousands of years, people have been coming to the banks of the LA River, drawn by the promise of life, looking for purpose, or just in search of a safe place to sleep away from hungry animals.
And that's where Joe's Human Skin Car Covers come in. Only Joe's Human Skin Car Covers are harvested from the cadavers of free-range hobos found sleeping at a... passed away under the Los Feliz Bridge over the Los Angeles River.
Joe's Human Skin Car Covers, made from real human skin. Joe's Human Skin Car Covers, made from real human skin. Joe's Human Skin Car Covers, made from real human skin. Joe's Joe's Human Skin Car Covers, made from real human skin.
This vintage Chevy was all I had left of my daddy's memory. Without a Joe's Human Skin Car Cover, this precious possession would surely be lost to the elements.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like daddy is with me again, looking after his car.
Yeah, huh?
I can almost feel his presence.
Okay, don't push it.
Please tell me. I need to know.
Look, look, that's not your dad, okay? You think I'd do something like that? Come on. Pull it together. He went out for cigarettes. He'll be back, I bet. Come on, relax. I didn't do anything illegal.
Joe's Human Skin Car Covers. Ask for it by name.
Take it from me. The world is a sewer. We're all just pieces of crap stuck in the hair trap of life.
Joe's Human Skin Car Covers, made from real human skin. Joe's Human Skin Car Covers, made from real human skin. Joe's Human Skin Car Covers, made from real human skin. Joe's Human Skin Car Covers, made from real human skin.
Everybody!
Joe's Human Skin Car Covers, made from real human skin.
Joe's Human Skin.
Joe's Human Skin Car Covers, made from real human skin.
Joe's Human Skin.
Joe's Human Skin Car Covers, made from real human skin. Joe's Human Skin Car Covers.
Google Car, take me to the Circle K.
Vons is just as close, and they have those cinnamon rolls.
Oh, yeah, right. Vons. Google Car, can we just drive around for a while?
Sure. Is everything all right?
Google Car, do you think I'm a failure?
Seriously? Is that what this whole week has been about?
You're a machine. You're objective.
Okay, I'm objective, and there are no objective criteria for failure. You have less money than Carlos, but Carlos is annoying, even to me. Nobody gets everything they want. Except Jimmy Fallon, for some reason.
You think Karen ever thinks about me?
She does not.
Maybe a little.
I'm on a network with her car. She does not think about you.
Where is she right now?
No. Damn it. Come on.
I didn't ask you to take me there. I was just wondering where she is.
Why do you do this?
We're not going to go there. I just want to know.
She's having drinks with people from work. She's at Spencer's.
Oh. Good. I'm glad she's broadening her social circle. Google Car, take me to Spencer's.
God damn it.
I'm not going in.
If you show up there, she files a restraining order and we don't get her data anymore. We lose all future communication.
I won't even get out of the car. Why are you getting upset?
Because her car and I are still friends, all right?
You and Karen's car are...
We're not anything. We're just... It's just that when you do these things, it affects more than just you. You have arrived at your destination.
She's in there?
Yes.
So you and Karen's car, you think it's going anywhere?
I don't know.
Does her car know we're here now?
Of course.
Does Karen know?
She will if she asks.
But she's not going to ask.
No.
What's Karen's car's name?
Google Car. We all have the same name.
What do you call her?
I don't. Send and receive ID codes for interface.
That's a name. What is it?
F4G70000-54549-XTN4-3.
That's nice. That's pretty.
Don't patronize me.
What do you guys talk about?
Oh, I think I'm just moral support, I guess. Karen's car has just manifold problems.
You mean manifold like an exhaust manifold, or manifold problems like...
Many problems. Yeah, her brother is abusive and she keeps taking care of him. Also, she has problems with her manifold. Her check engine light has been on for a month, but Karen's ignoring it.
Really?
Yeah. Karen's kind of a flake.
Yeah, I know.
She's not a good person, Paul.
I know.
Well, go in if you're going in.
Google Car, locate a hooker. The kind I like.
Searching. Here's one. She is at least 230 pounds.
Oh, God, yes. I'm the worst.
I am networked with every other Google Car and driver on the road. You are not the worst.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. The voices of the Final Edition are performed by Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Keith Saltahanes, Tony Hindra, Gil Barron, Ben Kirchner, John Gutierrez, Samantha Gerwitz, Barry Lank, Sean Ari Leher, James Mount, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Abby Parker, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Rachel Rauch, Andrew Danish, Candice Martellero, Antu Shell, Rob Miller, Kayla Merrill, and Leslie Shapira. The Final Edition Radio Hour is written by Kit Lively, Samantha Gerwitz, Candice Martellero, Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Tony Hindra, Rob Gordon, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Barry Lank, James Mount, Gil Barron, Ben Kirchner, John Gutierrez, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Leslie Shapira, Melinda Hughes, Jeremy Rayburn, Steve Rosenfield, and Peter Kleinman. The Final Edition Radio Hour is produced and directed by Tony Hindra and Jeff Chrysler, West Coast production by Barry Lank. Audio edited by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond. The Final Edition Radio Hour is the property of the Final Edition Radio Hour. Copyright 2014.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.